Indeed. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday the 18th of October. The general synopsis at midnight: high South Norway, 1030, expected Austria, 1028 by midnight tonight. Atlantic low, expected 100 miles west of Shannon, 974 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwest 3 to 5, backing southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, mainly good. North Utsira, South Utsira, southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain later, mainly good. Fisher, German Bight. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Humber, Thames. Southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, mainly good. Dover, White, Portland. Southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, except in Dover. Mainly fair, mainly good. Plymouth. South or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, southeasterly, 3 to 5, veering southerly, 5 to 7 later in northwest. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. South Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, at first in southeast, otherwise southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later in northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate or poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul, southerly, veering westerly later in west, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southeasterly, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, veering westerly, 4 to 6 later in west Fastnet. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Southeast, becoming cyclonic later, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. East or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in Malin. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southwest, backing southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Fair Isle. Showers, good. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly or easterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in northwest. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 18th of October. Tyree Automatic, south-southeast 5, 15 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southeast 4, more than 38 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 1, more than 38 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Lucas, south by west 2, more than 38 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Bridlington, north 2, 1025, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 2, 11 miles, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 4, 5 miles, 1024. Jersey, east by south 3, 16 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 5, 11 miles, 1022. Scilly Automatic, southeast by south 5, 6 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast 3, 24 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, east-southeast 3, 16 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Malin Head, southeast 4, 22 miles, 1020, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday the 18th of October. The general situation, high pressure over the North Sea declining eastwards through Saturday as an Atlantic low approaches. The low reaches Ireland late on Sunday, bringing outbreaks of rain and strengthening winds. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South, 2 to 4, backing southeast, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South, 3 to 5, backing southeast, 4 to 6. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South, 2 to 4, backing southeast, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable, 3 or less, becoming south or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable, 3 or less, becoming southeasterly, 3 to 5 later. Showers, mainly good. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill, easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5. Showers, mainly good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, south or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, mainly good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west. Showers, occasional rain later in west. Good, occasionally moderate later in west. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeast, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first. Showers, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man, southeast, 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, east or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in North Channel, showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west, showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardermurchan Point, southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 in west. Fair, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Ardermurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later in south. Showers, good. Shetland Isles, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Your life can be complicated. Constantly juggling your relationships, career, health and more. The Woman's Hour Guide to Life cuts through the noise, providing the perfect toolkit to tackle life's challenges and opportunities.
Instead of asking yourself, do you want to go? Ask yourself, will I be happy that I went?
Offering expert insight that works and honest conversations.
And that keeps the friendship kind of kindled even when you don't see each other.
The Woman's Hour Guide to Life with me, Nuala McGovern. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:43. Time now for Prayer for the Day, presented by Sarah Hamayoun.
Good morning. My first proposal was one I'll never forget. I was in my early 20s when my 3-year-old cousin got down on one knee, clutching a bouquet of plastic flowers, and declared his undying love for me. Naturally, I accepted. He proceeded to make me an imaginary cup of tea, which seemed like a logical start to married life. Our whirlwind romance ended rather abruptly, when without warning he shouted, "You have to do the housework," and pointed to the broom. But of course, I adore him still, and today he's an incredibly bright and mischievous 7-year-old. The day he was born, however, was a different story. He was born very prematurely, and my uncle will never forget that moment when the doctor listed the terrifying risks for my cousin and his mother. He recalls the numbness he felt, the helplessness, and the uncertainty. as he wandered through the hospital corridors until he found himself drawn to the prayer room. He remembers saying these words, "You know me in my heart of hearts, so only give me that burden which you know that I can bear, and whatever you give me, I will trust that I have the strength to carry it." My uncle's prayer always stayed with me. It's more beautiful than asking God for everything to work out how you want it to. God already knows what we desire, but sometimes what is more honourable is recognising that life isn't about having every wish granted. It's about cherishing what you have and hoping you have the strength to get through the difficult times. I pray for patience to endure in times of hardship, and that we may emerge with the strength to continue forward. May we learn to face life's challenges, not with fear, but with quiet trust, knowing that grace can carry us through. Amen.
Prayer for the Day, presented by Sara Hamayoun. And that brings the time to 6:15, time for Untaxing with Dan Needle.
I can remember it sort of somewhat vividly, purely because I was in my grandparents' house.
It's 2012, and Murray Marnock is in Glasgow watching the 6 o'clock news. He's 14 years old, and his whole life so far has been Rangers Football Club.
I remember 2, 3, 4 years old, being taken to a football game, you know, being put down on the park next to the Rangers players when they were playing, you know, my first baby photo, I was in a Rangers kit.
However, his was a family divided.
My dad, he was a Rangers fan. The mother's side of the family is all Celtic. So it was a lot of rivalry in the household.
At this point, in terms of silverware, Rangers have the edge over their bitter rivals, Celtic.
Rangers were and are the biggest club in Scotland by quite a margin, in my opinion. Over 50 league titles, European honours, the most successful club worldwide with 118 honours.